When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Port Charles 411. Today we are discussing the Jerome mob family. Not the Jerome family, just strictly the mob, which I feel like is still most of the family.
Yeah, they're all involved.
But recently we have been seeing some attacks on the mob. We know that John Cates is back in town trying to help save Sonny from being attacked. So here's the other thing. So we just did the thing on the five families, and they've been mentioning that all these other mob heads are being killed, and most recently Olivia Jerome. Who are the other ones?
Maybe they're from other jurisdictions.
Ah, okay.
Like they're whoever it is.
So it's
like
a nationwide
across the country.
It's a serial killer of the mob. It's a mob serial killer.
Yeah. There you go.
Okie dokie.
You're welcome. I just made that decision.
That works.
Because there's not five families, so it can't be
right
local.
So we wanted to do a complete 411 on Olivia, but with how much they've been talking about the mobs, we felt like it was important to maybe talk about the mob families first. And we will eventually do a 411 about Olivia.
Do you think it's normal to have five families in one area, though? It's a lot of mob killings if you're like going across the United States, if every town has five families.
Are there usually five families in a mob area?
Sure.
My Google.
You are so going to
You
jail.
Asked the question.
The FBI will not know that, and you're going to have real Jagger Cates at your door.
They're talking about, we talked about this before, that the five families were, like, they're talking more about, here, we'll give a brief rundown. This I feel like we should have been doing on
the first one.
The first one.
Sorry. I didn't think to ask the question.
Okay. In short, they're basically saying the five families are like the New York City five families. I think that's what they're basing it on.
Okay. Because like I feel like New York City is way bigger
than... Well, I just read a book about the Pittsburgh Mafia, Steel City Mafia.
Were there five
families? That's what I'm trying to remember.
I can't believe you, of all people, don't remember.
I didn't finish the book.
Oh, geez.
I only read part of it. And I actually have a friend whose uncle was one.
Call her up. Be like, was he one of five families? How many were there?
All right. We need to talk about the Jeromes.
All right. I'm sorry. I just wondered.
That was a really good question, but that was the wrong episode.
I wondered. Like, we live in a large town, but it's still not a large town.
Okay, here.
Do we have five families?
At the Mafia's peak, there were at least 26 cities around the United States with Cosa Nostra families, with many more offshoots and associates in other cities. The Italian-American Mafia has long dominated organized crime in the United States. Oh, look, they have an org chart.
Oh my God.
Okay. Let's get to the drones.
All right. Sorry. It was just a question. I wondered if we had like five families.
It's a great question.
But I'm getting it now. It's just in the major cities.
Episode.
Does that mean in Pittsburgh that there's five families? I need to know this answer.
Are there five mob families in Pittsburgh? Let's just ask that one. Are there?
And again, five when someone shows up at your house, it is not my responsibility.
In Pittsburgh. My phone's listening right now. Whenever they play the audio from it, it will clearly hear you saying it and me just doing the Google.
Okay. They can show up at my house. That'd be exciting. No, really, I'm not trying to join the mob. I just had questions.
No, so it only lists one.
Well, that's boring. Who are they fighting with then?
True.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Join me when I create my other podcast.
Just Amanda asking questions about mobs.
Ask with Amanda.
That's a good idea. Ask with Amanda and answer with Shannon.
Shannon doesn't know everything.
She does.
No.
She does.
No, my daughter thinks that, and it's very...
crap. Shannon knows everything.
But it's very stressful, because I don't.
It's not my fault that you know all this random stuff that I don't know.
All right. So, the Jerome Mob family.
Yes.
On the ABC soap opera General Hospital, headed by Victor Jerome and later by his son Julian Jerome, Luke Spencer, as Evil Luke, was the financier and head of the organization from April 2014 to February 2015.
Okay.
Some notable members are Victor Jerome, Julia Jerome, Olivia Jerome, Ava Cassadine, Duke Lavery, Carlos Rivera, Jordan Ashford, Luke Spencer, and Drew Kane. Connected families are the Cassadines, Corinthos, Devane, Eckert, Jerome, Morgan, Quatermain, Scorpio, Spencer, a.k.a. every family in Port Charles, basically. And they are known for losing to the Corinthos mob family, moving illegal drugs. Okie dokie. The estate was purchased in 2013, and their address is 216 Coolidge Avenue, Port Charles, New York.
Oh,
I guess that's Victor's estate. Why doesn't Olivia or Ava live there?
Don't know.
Because she had her penthouse. Okay. So they started back in 1987, arrived as rivals of the McKay mob family. Who's that?
You should think of 90210.
Headed up by Dylan and his sideburns. Duke Lavery and his father, Angus McKay, were sent to prison for their various mob activities. Later, a man by the name of Jonathan Lawrence was arrested as the suspect of a hit and run. However, Jonathan was actually out for revenge against Duke and Angus for the murder of his lookalike cousin, Evan Jerome.
Oh, my.
Who's Evan Jerome?
I don't know, but lookalike right there, you just know. We don't want to get into this.
He has a very short storyline. In 1987, Camila sees Jonathan Lawrence as a lookalike cousin of Evan Jerome in the paper and recognizes the face. Well, yes.
Good job.
Jonathan was out for revenge against Duke and Angus for the murder of Evan. When Angus committed suicide to end the McKay-Jerome feud once and for all, a reporter named Mark Carlin is hired by... He receives a photograph from a ball 4 years later, 4 years ago, and later identifies one of the men in the picture as Evan. Carlin asks Evan's father, Victor, about Evan's whereabouts. Evan's widow, Veronica, agrees to meet with Carlin. She wants revenge against Camilla, who killed Evan. Camilla receives a package with a candlestick inside. She tells Tom that she remembers killing Evan with a candlestick after he tried to rape her. Duke was trying to protect her from the truth. Duke tells Anna about the cover-up of Evan's murder to avoid a gang war. During the hearing, Camilla takes a stand and tells the truth. Duke mentions how Camilla flirted with Evan that night and is revealed on a recording that Camilla did this to make Duke jealous. They were acquitted, which doesn't sit well with Veronica, who later puts out a hit on Camilla, and Victor was able to call off the hit and banished Veronica.
So they were like playing Clue with the candlestick.
Yes. And that's basically what the next two sentences said, just in a longer form.
Okay.
And it says that Victor was able to call off the hit and banished her to Europe.
Okay.
In 1988, Duke's wife, Anna Devane, is kidnapped. Victor's youngest son, Julian, who wanted Duke's assistance in legitimizing the family business, agreed to help him look for her. Desperate to find her, Duke joined the Jerome mob. Duke was able to find Anna, but not before her ex-husband, Robert Scorpio, found her himself. When Victor sent Duke and Julian to a meeting with one of their mob rivals, the Carter family, they're ambushed in a trap, and Julian takes a bullet meant for Duke. On his deathbed, Julian makes Duke promise to help Victor legitimize the mob. Duke, however, wanted out of the Drome mob family.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Victor's daughter, art dealer Olivia St. John, took over the organization.
She was an art dealer too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why didn't I remember that?
I'm pretty sure they used it as part of their cover-up in the beginning.
Okay.
She took over the organization and developed an obsession with Duke. They later had a one-night stand, but when he subsequently rejected her, she tried to kill him. Because, I mean, that's what you do. Don't tell me no, or I'll kill you. Unfortunately, it was Anna who was injured in the attempt, and she lost her and Duke's unborn child. Olivia was later revealed as the one who set up the attack on Julian so that she could take over the organization. Julian, however, wasn't dead. Victor had helped him fake his death.
I thought that we thought Julian was dead when he came back as Derek Wells. Okay, I guess we have to get there.
Right.
Let's go. Someone can die more than once.
Exactly. What's wrong with you?
Sorry. It's an average of 5 times before someone actually dies on the show.
Julian blows his own cover and confronts his sister about her involvement in the shooting. When Julian refuses to go along with Olivia's plan to merge the Jeromes and Carter families, Olivia and henchmen Dino kidnaps his girlfriend, Cheryl Stansberry, when a hysterical Cheryl accidentally shoots Olivia and leaves her in a coma. Julian covers it up and frames Anna, who was arrested. Eventually, Dino's guilt was revealed, and he and his mother, Demetria, were sent to prison. Olivia, having suffered a brain injury in the shooting, was sent to Pine Circle, a mental hospital. Did we talk about that before?
I think so.
Pine Circle. Duke testifies against Victor, hoping to finally put him in jail, and Anna has Olivia temporarily released to get a confession out of her. With Duke's testimony and Olivia's confession, Victor was sent to prison. The men made a prison break to see Lucy Coe, whom he was infatuated with. When she rejects him, he swallows a pendant he had engraved for her, choked on it, and died. Lucy went to Alan Quartermain for help, and they dumped his body in the lake.
We have now talked about that several times.
I just think it's so funny.
It is.
When Cheryl became pregnant with Julian's child, she quickly left town out of fear. Cheryl eventually passed out at a bus station and was taken to a private clinic where she gave birth to their son. Shortly after, she was told that her child had died. In reality, the child was sold on the black market to Bobby Spencer Jones, who named him Lucas.
See, I love how all these things just come together. And then after Victor's death, Julian took over the organization. He then made a plan to kill Duke and neutralize his sister once and for all by framing her for the murder. Julian kidnapped Olivia, who had already escaped from Pine Circle. When Olivia heard of his plan to kill Duke, she knew she had to warn Anna. Before she could do so, however, Julian shot and presumably killed her. Later, Julian confronted Duke, and a struggle ensued with both being shot and presumably dead. Mm-hmm. When Lucas fell ill, Bobby decided to investigate his biological family and turned up proof that Lucas was Cheryl's son. Bobby kept the information to herself, but was eventually forced to return Lucas when Robert Scorpio learned the truth. Lucas then lived with his biological mother until she was killed in a car accident. Cheryl's will stated that he be raised by Bobby and Tony Jones after a custody battle with Cheryl's sister Tiffany Hill. Bobby and Tony were granted custody in 1992. So, we didn't talk about this when we talked about the Bobby Lucas thing, but don't you think she should have asked them?
Yeah, probably. I mean,
it's fair to assume that they would have, but
right. You'd think that would still be a conversation. By the way, I put you in the will to take care of my kids.
Right.
Oh, did you want me to discuss that with you? I just put you
in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Thanks, Amanda. You got a will? Let's just get at that.
There you go.
You got a will? I'm more proud of you for that one.
See, I could put down basically anything whenever it comes to you, and you would still just be proud that I made a will.
Correct.
So, you're welcome.
Not anything, but...
But yeah. I didn't really make a will, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, please do it. Just please do it.
In 2012, it was revealed that the man Julian killed was not actually Duke, but an imposter named Jonathan Pageant. Duke was actually, in fact, alive. In 2013, it's revealed that Julian didn't die in a gunfight with Jonathan Pageant, but was instead placed into the Witness Protection Program. He returned to town with a new face under the alias of Derek Wells, the new owner of the Port Charles Press and Crimson Magazine.
Didn't he also de-age?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
His younger sister, Ava, also joined him with her daughter, Kiki. They immediately planned to gain control of the Port Charles mob from Sonny Corinthos and lure Sonny's son, Morgan, into their gambling operation. That makes it sound like Kiki was part of that. Kiki was not part
of
that.
No, she was not. Nope.
While under his alias, Julian discovered that one night stand he and Alexis had in their teens resulted in their daughter, Sam Morgan, making her son, Danny Morgan, his grandson. When Julian finally revealed his true identity, he began an effort to make amends with his family and also found out he had a son when Lucas returned to Port Charles. That's a lot of kids just find all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
In early 2014, it's revealed that Ava killed Connie Falconeri because Connie discovered Derek Wells was Julian's alias and framed AJ Quartermain. The same year, Sonny killed AJ and Ava had a one-night stand with him, which led to the birth of her second daughter, Avery Corinthos. So Avery is supposed to be 9?
Yeah.
I guess that's about right.
Yeah, they haven't aged her up.
They have not.
Cool.
In 2015, Julian has a one-night stand with Olivia Falconeri, which led to the birth of his second son, Leo Falconeri. I feel like Leo is older than that. Leo is older than Avery, I feel like.
Not according to this.
Not according to this, but I just feel like looking at those kids. When Julian and Alexis fell in love, he agreed to leave the mob before marrying her. Although Julian did succeed in getting out of the mob, he is pulled back in from his sister, Olivia St. John, who was revealed to have survived Julian's hit. She, too, had entered the Witness Protection Program and returned to Port Charles intent on revenge, and as the Rome Terror is arrested and sentenced to him.
Leo has been age 12, and Avery is now 9.
Okay. Told you he was older.
No, I was just like, I'd never thought about the fact that he was actually a year younger. Mm-hmm. So then in the 2020s, November 2020, Julian was born mobster Cyrus Renault into planting a bomb at the Floating Rib restaurant. This was Cyrus's attempt to kill Julian's former son-in-law, Jason Morgan. I mean, technically that's correct, but he wasn't like, that's my son-in-law.
Right.
The bomb went off, killing Dev Searcy and Dustin Phillips, as well as grievously injuring Franco Baldwin and Lulu Spencer. In the after, what if it's Lulu coming back?
Oh,
what
my
if
God, that Lulu? Would be so good.
But we just saw her in the coma.
Yeah. Okay.
In the aftermath, Julian.
Maybe it's not really her. We like to swap bodies all the time.
Yes. In the aftermath, Julian entrusted Ava with the details. It's Lulu Morgan.
There you go.
With the details, while Jason and Sonny Corinthos learned of Cyrus and Julian's part in the plan, as well as they learned that Julian was in on the baby switch, and that was Baby Wiley.
Yep.
I'm sorry, that one is a hard one to decipher. The feelings, the whole way around. Learning her brother's role in the bombing and knowing Sonny and Jason would come after him, Ava decided to mercifully kill Julian herself. Just as Ava was about to pull the trigger, Sonny and Jason showed up to Windermere, distracting Ava long enough for Julian to... He survives the fall and with Sonny and Jason not far behind. While on the run, Julian is later shot by one of Cyrus's ankle gunshot wounds. He flees to a remote bridge in the woods. It was actually the footbridge. Where he is found by Sonny. And after a brief struggle, Julian collapses and dies from his wounds. The bridge collapses with Sonny and Julian's body still on it. Sonny was nowhere found. However, Julian's body was discovered and officially declared dead. As of today, Ava is no longer associated with the mob.
But that might be changing.
Yeah. And now We have a huge list of relationships.
Oh, geez.
Victor Jerome was deceased. He was the original founder of the mob family. How do you just decide to have a mob?
I don't know. That's some good. You want to start our own mob?
Sure. Mob.
No, we need a more fun name than that. More threatening name than that.
Mother Mob.
Okay.
Olivia Jerome is deceased. Victor's daughter and most recent Jerome family mob boss.
And Julian Jerome, also deceased, Victor's son and former Jerome family mob boss.
And then under him, they hold it.
Right. There's like a
whole bunch. Hold on. Julian has one.
No, that's Victor's son.
Yeah. So wait. Okay. Okay. On this, they have 12, like one tab in bullet points.
Yeah.
That it makes it look like Julian has 12 kids, but yeah, he does not.
No. No. So Evan Jerome Sr. is deceased, and he was Victor's son.
So their brother.
Yes.
Okay.
Dino Antelli.
Antonelli.
Antonelli. I don't know why I can't read when we read these. I actually can read. Like, I'm a really good reader. is deceased, and he was Victor's son with Mistress Demetria Antelli. And then Evan Jerome Jr., also dead. Evan Sr.'s son with his wife Veronica. Lucas Jones, Julian's son with Cheryl Stansberry, adopted by Bobby Spencer and Tony Jones at birth.
Then Ava Cassadine, Victor's. Why are Ava?
I don't know. It should be the adults and then the children.
It should be Victor is the far to the left. And then under that, have it be the one tab over, have it be his kids. And then under them individually should be their respective children.
This is a bad family tree.
Yes. But Ava Cassadine, Victor's daughter with Mistress
Delia,
thank you, Ryan, in partnership with her brother, Julian. Kiki Jerome is Ava's daughter with Silas Clay. Avery, Nina and Ava don't talk about the fact that they both have kids from Silas.
Oh, right.
Huh, okay. Avery Jerome Corinthos, Ava's daughter with Sunny Corinthos. Sam McCall, Julian's daughter with Alexis Davis, given up for adoption at birth. And then the grandkids, Danny Morgan, Sam's son with husband Jason Morgan, Julian's grandson, but then his son, Leo Falconeri, with Olivia Falconeri. Scout Kane is Scout. They're all jumbled.
Yeah.
Sam's daughter with husband Drew Kane, Julian's granddaughter, and then Andy Nero, Julian's unknown son, with Kim Nero.
Oh, that's the baby. After what's his name died.
Okay.
Oh. Remember she got knocked up and then ran away? Do you remember? You look confused.
I do. Born in 2020. Okay.
Yeah, remember she was leaving. She wanted a baby. She went crazy and wanted a baby, and then she stopped being crazy.
Well, she tried to. I was not thinking about the fact that she did that with Julian because she was trying to actually assault Drew. Right. That's where I was stuck, and I'm like, wait a second. But then that's right. She willingly.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And then she got pregnant and ran away.
Yes.
And he was supposed to be killed. So, all right. Luke Spencer, former financier and Julian's former boss, was the real head of the organization April 2014, as alternate personality Fluke.
I don't think we have to go through all of his people.
No.
Because that's Spencer. But they did have some employees.
Oh my.
Jerry Jacks was an associate. Diane Miller was Ava's attorney. Winston Rudge is Olivia's associate, currently in prison. We talked about him for something. Why did we talk about him? Hammer is an associate. Military gambling ring is a gambling ring that gets military children hooked on gambling and puts them into debt.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's, remember, that's how Morgan met Ava.
Right. But Kiki was not part of that.
Nope. And Jordan Ashford, former associate, actually worked undercover for Anna Devane.
Drew Kane, former associate, actually forced to work undercover for Kyle Sloan. Morgan Corinthos, who is deceased, former associate. Mickey Diamond, deceased, business associate, watched over the organization in Luke's absence. Cesar Faison, where's your husband?
Deceased,
sent as a Luke decoy under the real Luke's orders in order to trick the PCPD into thinking that he is Julian's boss.
Sure.
Yeah. Fred Gray, former business associate. Charlie Hynek, deceased, associate for Julian and Paul Hornsby. Pete Inglis, deceased, former associate, killed by Olivia. and Vince, who is also deceased, former associate killed by Julian.
Then Oscar Jessup is deceased, and he's a former associate. Rick Lansing, former attorney. Ooh, wonder if he has anything going on. That'd be good to see Molly prosecute her dad. Duke Lavery, deceased, former brief ally of the family, was an enemy before and after his brief stint working with the mob family. Carlos Rivera, deceased, enforcer, dubbed as operations manager. Because we're going corporate with the Jerome family.
He just wanted a title.
Johnny Zakara is Luke's associate. Garvey is deceased, former associate. Kobe, deceased, a henchman Luke sent to kill Michael Quartermain in September 2014. So that was fluke.
Yep.
Not.
Right.
Serge, deceased, associate. Tim, former associate. Emil, former associate. Fritz, deceased, former associate. And Holt, associate. Oh, associate, not former.
Nope.
Ooh, now this one.
Oh, geez.
Oh, my.
They have quite a few enemies. The Corinthos mob family, Jordan Ashford, Michael Corinthos, Sonny Corinthos. I feel like we could say the whole Corinthos family.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Devane, Ned Quartermain, Robert Scorpio, Robin Scorpio Drake, and the Carter mob family.
Then the McKay mob family, Sean Butler, Connie Falconeri, deceased, Olivia Jerome, also now deceased, mm-hmm. even though I don't think she is, Rick Lansing, also Sonny's half-brother, Duke Lavery, deceased, Grant Putnam, AJ Quartermain, deceased, and Nathan West, deceased. So that's the quick rundown of the Jerome family, the Jerome mob family.
Yeah, I hope she's not dead.
She seriously can't be.
I really hope not.
It's so dumb if she is. And I don't know why I forgot that she was like an art dealer too.
I'm pretty sure that was part of their cover up, but I wouldn't swear to it.
Should have been listed if it was.
Should have.
But join us on Monday as we recap this week's shows.
Have a good weekend.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review.
And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.